Welcome back to Next Chapter News. True crime fans know we don't shy away from the tough cases. The ones that linger. The ones that keep you up at night.
That's right. The mysteries that just dig their claws in.
And today, we're heading to Hope County, North Carolina. Buckle up, because this one is a real head-scratcher. It's been almost 5 years. 5 years of questions, 5 years of heartache. June 21st, 2020. Father's Day of all days. Imagine that.
A day meant for families torn apart by violence.
It's the unsolved murder of Erica LaVon McNatt, a young mother caught in a web of violence. A triple shooting on Gatlin Farm Road. Erica lost her life. Two men, Anthony Rayshaw McLean and Jailorante Jamarquise Lamont Hobson, were injured but survived. But here we are, years later, and those answers, they're still so elusive.
It's like trying to grab smoke.
We're here Next Chapter News. And we're going to try to make sense of it. We're going to delve into the information we've gathered in our archives, look at everything we know, and try to figure out why this case has stayed ice cold for so long. We're calling this a deep dive, and we're bringing you along for the ride. So let's start by painting a picture. Visualize Gatlin Farm Road. It's in rural Hope County, about 4 miles northeast of Rayford, North Carolina.
Quiet, isolated.
Exactly. Now imagine you're an investigator trying to solve a crime in a setting like that. It's a world away from the hustle and bustle of a city.
Think about it. In a city, you've got people everywhere. Witnesses, security cameras. Out here, not so much.
Right. Every detail matters. Every possible lead. Out on Gatlin Farm Road, those leads are like whispers in the wind. The official address, 364 Gatlin Farm Road. Picture it. A peaceful country road. And then in the blink of an eye, gunfire shatters the silence.
The call came in at 3.54 a.m.
Father's Day morning.
It really makes you think about the cruel twists of fate, doesn't it?
It does. And then you have Erica LaVon McNatt, the victim, 30 years old, a mother, gone too soon. I was reading through some of the local reports from back then. She was described as a sweet person, always smiling.
Mm.
You know, it's easy to get lost in the facts and figures of a case, but behind all of that is a real person.
A life cut short, a family left devastated.
And we can't forget her young daughter, a little girl growing up without her mother. That's a wound that time can't heal.
Then you have the two men who survived the shooting, Anthony Rayshaw McLean and Jailorante Jamarquise Lamont Hobson. They were both injured, but they made it.
But here's where things get even more complicated. Erica, sadly, she didn't survive. She was taken to Cape Fear Valley Medical Center, but passed away from her injuries. Anthony and Jay, though, they ended up at First Health Hoke.
But they didn't go there together.
Exactly. They were dropped off separately by, get this, unknown persons.
Talk about a mystery wrapped in an enigma.
Like, okay, who were these people? Were they involved in the shooting somehow? Were they afraid to go to the police? Did they just want to help and then disappear? Why wouldn't they come forward?
5 years. You'd think someone would have said something by now.
It's a huge question mark hanging over the whole case. And it makes you think about the impact on the investigation, right? If you're an investigator trying to untangle all this,
Yeah. You're
already dealing with the challenges of a rural setting. No security cameras, not a lot of potential witnesses. And then you throw in these mystery figures who vanish into thin air.
I bet those investigators felt like they were chasing shadows.
They collected what they could at the scene, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Shell casings, blood spatter, tire tracks. It all went to the SBI lab for analysis, you know, the State Bureau of Investigation. But as far as we know, no major breakthroughs came from that.
That's got to be frustrating.
Then you've got the survivors, Anthony and Jade. They lived through it. They saw what happened. But neither of them has publicly named a suspect.
It's like they're holding a piece of the puzzle.
Right. And as far as we can tell, no one else has come forward either. No witnesses with a clear account of that night. No one saying, hey, I saw this. This is what happened.
It's a wall of silence.
And it makes solving this case so much harder. It's like trying to build a house without any blueprints.
Let's circle back to those unknown persons for a minute. They're such a weird part of all this.
Right. Were they good Samaritans, just scared to get involved? Did they have something to hide? Or could it be even darker?
What if the shooters themselves took Anthony and Jay to the hospital?
Whoa. Okay, that's a chilling thought. Trying to cover their tracks, maybe? Make things even more confusing for the police.
It's definitely possible.
It's really hard to wrap your head around. We have to remember, though, there's a real person at the center of this. Erica LaVon McNatt.
A mother. A daughter. A friend.
Right. The sheriff's office, they're focused on finding the killer, bringing them to justice. And that's important, of course. But we also need to remember Erica. The Fayetteville Observer, they ran an obituary for her back in 2020. It was a beautiful tribute, a glimpse into her life, how much she was loved, and how much she'll be missed.
And let's not forget, this was all happening under the watch of Sheriff Hubert Peterkin.
Yeah, he was the sheriff at the time.
Unsolved cases, they're a tough nut to crack. Witnesses clam up, stories change. Time passes, memories fade.
It's the nature of the beast, unfortunately.
Sadly.
But there is a little bit of good news, a flicker of hope. The Hoke County Sheriff's Office, they created an unsolved homicides division in 2023. Sheriff Roderick Vogel, he's the one in charge now.
A fresh set of eyes on these cold cases.
And new technology, too. Forensics have come a long way since 2020. Maybe they can uncover something new, some clue that was missed before.
Fingers crossed.
And here's something important for our listeners. There's a tip line, and you can call anonymously. The number is 910-878-1100. If you know anything, anything at all about what happened to Erica, don't keep it to yourself. You could be the key to breaking this case wide open.
That one phone call could make all the difference.
So let's try to put the pieces together, see what theories we can come up with. We don't have a lot to go on, but there are some possibilities.
Maybe it was a domestic dispute gone wrong.
Yeah, that happens sometimes, unfortunately. Or could it have been something else entirely?
Drugs, maybe? We know that can lead to violence.
Definitely a possibility. Could have been a robbery, too. Wrong place, wrong time kind of thing.
But then you have three victims. Were they all targets? Or was it random?
And don't forget about those separate drop-offs. Could that mean there were different factions involved? Some more willing to seek help than others?
Maybe some were afraid of getting in trouble while others didn't care. Or maybe they felt loyal to the shooter. It's a strange detail, no matter how you slice it.
It really is. Sheriff Peterkin, before he passed away, he used to talk about how hard it was to solve cases in Hoke County because people just wouldn't talk. It's like a code of silence.
A lot of places are like that.
It's not just Erica's case either. There are other unsolved homicides in Hoke County that have gone cold. Brittany Locklear, she disappeared back in 1998. DeAndre Ricketts, he was murdered in 2013. Still no answers.
A lot of families left in limbo, wondering, waiting.
The sheriff's office, they keep asking for information. They want to solve these cases. They want to bring closure to the families. Sometimes there are rewards offered. We know that in some cases in Hoke County, they've offered as much as $20,000 for information leading to an arrest and conviction.
That's a lot of money.
It is. But still, no one has come forward with a piece of the puzzle that would solve Erica's case.
Mm.
And her daughter, she's growing up without her mother. It's hard to even imagine the pain they must be going through.
So where does that leave us? March 16th, 2025. Erica LaVon McNatt's murder. It's still unsolved. A cold case sitting in the Unsolved Homicides Division files, just a file. But it represents a real tragedy, a real family torn apart.
And a whole lot of unanswered questions. Who pulled the trigger that night? Why? Who are those people who took Anthony and Jade to the hospital and then disappeared? And why? Why has everyone stayed silent for so long?
Silence doesn't bring justice.
No, it doesn't. This case, it really makes you think, doesn't it? It's a reminder that sometimes, even with all the best efforts, some crimes go unsolved. And the people left behind, they have to live with that. They have to live with the not knowing.
That's a heavy burden to carry.
We hope, by sharing Erica's story here on Next Chapter News, we can keep the conversation going. Maybe someone out there knows something, remembers something. Maybe they've been afraid to speak up before. But it's never too late.
It's never too late to do the right thing.
We urge you, if you have any information about the murder of Erica LaVon McNatt, please, please contact the Hoke County Sheriff's Office. Their number is 910-875-51011.
And if you want to remain anonymous, you can call the tip line at 910-878-1100.
Every little bit of information could help.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us for this deep dive into the unsolved murder of Erica LaVon McNatt. We'll keep following this case and bring you updates as we get them.
Stay tuned.
And remember, someone out there knows something.
Let's break the silence.
Until next time on Next Chapter News.
Good night.
Good night.